But in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A new proposal at the Texas Capitol could dramatically change how kids use social media. Our Shelby Rose is live in studio with why some lawmakers say the restrictions are necessary. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. Lawmakers say social media is fueling a growing youth mental health crisis, and they're considering one of the nation's toughest restrictions yet, banning anyone under 18 from having a social media account. Supporters argued the proposal isn't about limiting what kids can say. It's about limiting their access to the platforms themselves. However, Houston State Representative Ann Johnson says she doesn't expect the state of Texas to pass new laws regulating the use of social media for minors. She says the focus should be on restricting access to the platforms, not the ability for kids to communicate.
If we just determined the vehicle and not the content of the subject matter and just said, hey, if you're under the age of 18, you can possess a flip phone. That way you can text your parents or call them if there's a mass shooting in your school, but you can't get on social media. I mean, is there any reason why we couldn't pass that as legislation?
Johnson says the issue of regulating social media for minors has come up in previous sessions with no action being taken. Matt.
All right, Shelby. Harris County has filed a federal lawsuit to block new requirements attached to Homeland Security funding. The lawsuit claims local governments are being forced to comply with new election mandates, including hand-marked paper ballots and database citizenship checks, or else the feds would withhold funds. County Attorney Abby Kamen discussed the suit on Hello Houston, claiming President Trump is attempting to derail mail-in voting with this directive.
The bottom line is you cannot hijack the Postal Service as President of the United States and say, we're not going to allow you to send your residents mail-in ballots if you don't comply with what we want.
Kamen says there were 60,000 mail-in ballots in Harris County in 2022. Texas's power grid manager, ERCOT, says it expects to complete the governor's data center audit by December. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us ERCOT is planning to collect information for more than 400 large and medium-sized data centers and cryptocurrency mining facilities.
Earlier this month, Governor Greg Abbott ordered ERCOT to pause approvals for new data centers seeking to connect to the state's power grid. The pause remains in effect until ERCOT can audit these projects' energy and water usage. Here's ERCOT Senior Vice President Chad Seeley speaking at a Public Utility Commission meeting Thursday.
It's a tremendous amount of information that's going to have to come back into ERCOT. So as we look at the controls, we're looking from the technology side, too, how to make this more efficient.
The governor's data center pause doesn't apply to facilities that are already under construction. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
And a crossing guard for HISD's Harvard Elementary School is recovering this morning after getting hit by a vehicle during dismissal yesterday. HISD says that the guard was alert and responsive after the crash, and they were taken to the hospital for further evaluation. No further details have been released, though, including